Despite the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development's assurance that the Presidential Employment Stimulus Initiative voucher's challenges with farmers were resolved, it was recently reported that subsistence farmers in KwaZulu-Natal have been experiencing challenges to redeem their vouchers. Furthermore, there are suppliers in the Eastern Cape who also complained that they were unceremoniously dropped after they were initially approved. Both commercial and emerging farmers have already indicated that they are struggling to afford the high input cost. The increases in fuel price is just going to add to the misery. A study concluded by Dr. Candace Clute before the fuel hike revealed that one in five farmers intend to leave farming in the next 10 years. The Democratic Alliance will be writing to the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Togo Didisa, to urgently address the serious concerns that these subsistence farmers and their suppliers have with the Presidential Employment Stimulus Initiative vouchers.